Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, Bob and I are joined again by Jose Rodriguez, a talented comedian and improviser, and a podcaster as well. We discuss casting and the importance of editing. It kind of gets started when we discuss a really good television show that may have overstayed its welcome. Enjoy.
I still haven't watched that show. I got to get on it and watch it.
It's fun, although we started watching the third season, and it feels like they're phoning it in. It feels like they're doing a Saturday Night Live skit about Ted Lasso as opposed to doing Ted Lasso.
That's tough.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's a lot of television, though, where you should just do, like, okay, your season's over. You did really well. Like, just wrap it up.
Yeah, it's okay to do that. It's okay to do that.
Especially if you're doing stuff for Netflix, there's a 90% chance you're going to get canceled anyway.
Yeah, so 3 years is their thing, right? 3 years and you're out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a bad thing, though.
No.
I mean, we have so many things that should have been put out to pasture that are allowed to die right in front of us. And I get irritated when I really like something, and then it just declines.
So let me ask you this. We just hit episode 815.
Da-ba!
So on the...
Applause for
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. On the Ally Castro show, were you on every episode or just like
we
select
did
episodes?
300.
I saw that.
And out of 300, I'd say I was in 225.
Oh, wow. That's
because,
awesome.
So when it originally started, it was him and his manager.
Yeah.
And that was like the first 25. I come into episode 26, I believe. Then when I had my cancer, I had a hiatus too. And then when I had my... umbilical disappeared. Yeah. I had another hiatus, and his was weekly also. So
I was curious to get your take on this because somebody just gave me, like, I got a few compliments about a recent episode where we're talking about as an alternative to Fake It Till You Make It. This kind of was inspired by a talk with Jay. Bob kind of put out there that, you know, you just got to believe what people are giving back to you. So if they're clapping for you, that means you're good.
Yes.
Stop second guessing.
Right.
And it was a really good episode. Mm. And I'm like, are we doing, like, kind of like thinking about television, are we sometimes doing filler episodes? And I don't know. I wanted to see if you ever felt that way with the Ally Castro show or if you ever felt like maybe we should just put out certain episodes or something like that. Yeah. You know, it was just something I was curious about.
I feel ours always dealt with, like, if something had happened to him throughout that week, or if he didn't have anything, if something had happened to me, that was basically what the episode was about. And then we would find, obviously, the funny about it, about this happened. Let's talk. Let's dig into this and find out what this was
by
about.
By the way, they did a lot of sound effects, and maybe we should look at that.
So one thing I loved about Ellie's podcast, which has made it hard for me to listen to other podcasts that are long, is when they're not edited. Because I'm like, what is all this dead space that they're talking? It's like, cut this. Like, I could hear Ellie in my ear going, yeah, I'm going to cut that. I'm going to cut that. I'm going to... Because he does. He would edit every episode. He would add, you know, sound effects. He would add music that we incorporated.
Oh,
and
fun.
They were very... And they were all... 29 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, that's one of the issues that I have with listening to modern podcasts is just the sheer length. And also self-indulgence, which I don't know how self-indulgent I am or we are. I don't feel like we are particularly, but sometimes I just feel like I hear people that they're just entertaining themselves. And not that we entertain ourselves.
Sure.
But I feel like it's more of an inside joke in those cases.
I think when it becomes too self-referential, it's almost like talk radio.
Right.
Right. Where if you haven't listened for 10 years, you're not going to get any of the jokes.
And that's probably
correct.
The right way to put it.
Yeah. And I think what happens with us is even if we're referring to something from earlier, we'll still discuss
it
and kind of like talk about it again. But yeah, what was your favorite parts of doing a podcast and what were your least favorite parts?
I'm assuming kind of like y'all just getting to do this with my friend every time. It was just great.
It was so much fun.
You know, our chemistry has been there since we started doing improv together. So it was just fun to do it. And then to see people on the street that you didn't even know would listen to it. Like, oh my God, I had so much fun listening to your podcast. My ride is such a bore. But when I listen to your podcast for my ride to work, it's great.
Oh, that
you know,
feels good.
Those little
that's
things
nice.
You're like, oh. Yeah. Okay, like I'd go to his shows because a lot of times I'll open for him.
Yeah.
And we'd go to his shows and we love your podcast. As a matter of fact, he just did a show at Dr. Phillips Center, which I opened for him. And on the way out, the biggest thing that I got from the guests coming out when they talked to me was like, when's the podcast coming back?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's just gotten so busy that he's not able to right now.
Because
he's heading off Broadway again now. So it's like he just doesn't have the time to, I mean, you know the work, having to edit it and do it, edit it, and then put it out. Yeah.
Do it, edit it, and put it out. Jose has that right. It's hard to believe Nick and I have done that process more than 800 times. And seriously, this is a good moment to thank my podcast partner for taking on the lion's share of the production behind Your Daily Dose. Nick was the driving force at our inception and continues to be the powerhouse behind our evolution. It's a joy to podcast with this good and smart human. Also, big thanks to our friend Jose Rodriguez. His humor and insights bring good things to our listeners. And speaking of our listeners, thank you so much for listening to our show. We love it when you listen. We'll catch you next time.